Well, they don't call it the Speedway for nothing. Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
Oh my God, reunited, and it feels so good.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
You know, because somebody has to go save lives. Whatever.
I know, and I apologize for the shitty audio quality of me being on Skype last time. My Wi-Fi was a little whatever,
a little squirrely.
So yes, no, some of my responses were delayed. It drove me nuts. So I apologize to anybody else that it drove nuts. Like, I actually haven't even finished listening to it because it was so agitating to me. I haven't even finished listening to last week's podcast. So we're gonna try to never do that again. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's warm up these tires.
Was this in your freezer?
No, it was just in the fridge.
Okay.
It was in the back, though, like right by where the vent is.
My beer is a little frosty.
A little slushy.
It's not slushy, it's just frosty, which is fine. Yeah. All right, yeah, we need to warm up the tires.
Yeah, we need to warm up the tires.
Ah, yeah.
Oh.
Somebody's having some alcohol issues. It's
cool.
My beer
wanted to escape immediately.
We're going to talk about the silly season because it's really all the news we have right now.
It's all the IndyCar news we have right now.
Guys.
Other than rocking in a corner. Quietly crying.
It's health soothing. It's okay.
It's okay. We're all sad that the season's over.
It's fine.
So we're going to just jones out all year long.
Yeah. We'll talk about some female racers.
All right.
Shit we didn't make up.
It's a very exciting
It's a good one, guys.
One today.
It is.
So you'll want to stay tuned.
And then, so we had talked about doing some shit during the off season, kind of some more general stuff. So I thought, we thought with us going to the SCCA, well, this is coming out on Thursday, so today, or tomorrow, since we're
recording on Wednesday.
It's really weird for me, guys. I don't know what time zone I'm in, apparently. We're going to talk about, kind of just briefly touch on the different topics, different types of racing.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the SCCA that we're going to be enjoying this week, because the cars are on the track.
They're on the track right now. It's probably not coming through in the recording, but we can literally hear them.
It was really nice. I was waiting for somebody to get here, and I could just hear the cars running, and I was like, feels like home.
Oh, well, I drove home from work this morning, so I got here about 5:30 and had something to eat and was watching TV and whatever, and about as I was falling asleep, starting at, 8 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden I start to hear cars going around the track, and I just smiled, and I was like, I love that sound.
Love that sound.
So, all right, what's new in the silly season?
Well, it's not new, but it was made official legitimately, I think, the day we dropped our podcast last week. Sato and Ray Hot Lanigan, Letterman Racing, made it all sorts of official, including Facebook official.
Oh, if it's Facebook official, then it's the real deal.
Done deal.
Anybody who's ever been in a relationship knows that.
So, I mean, it's not new news, but now it's official. I mean, unless I see that press release, I'm not going to officially counted it. So press releases came out.
Yep.
It's happening. And that same day, Chip Ganassi Racing going down to 2 cars.
All right. So down from 4.
Down from 4 until 2. So that's
pretty wild, because they had Paris Chilton.
Yes.
Kanaan.
Yeah.
Dixon and Kimball.
Yeah.
Our least favorite diabetic,
yes. Also, special shout out to our favorite diabetic who's giving up social media for a month.
Yes, Connor Daly giving up social media.
I've done that before. It's kind of a very soul searching type of moment.
It is. It's kind of freeing. Well,
I hope he finds what he's looking for. I don't know what that is,
but it's plant based. Whatever. It is.
Wait, is that plant based life? It's not cheese.
You know what's funny is that I have a love hate with social media.
I know.
But since we started this podcast, I love social media, and I'll get on and just do stuff for the podcast, and then ignore my own social media.
Yeah, my personal Instagram is really diving.
Yeah, my personal everything has really been lacking, except for retweeting and sharing.
Oh God!
Updates from this podcast.
Yeah. So they're going. Chip Ganassi's going down to 2. They do have Dixon is staying. I mean, obviously Dixon is staying.
I mean, if Dixon wasn't staying, somebody should examine Chip Ganassi for some sort of traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
Like, that would be the stupidest decision ever.
Oh my God. Don't let Dixon go.
Yeah. Which, yeah. I think Dixon's very happy there. I don't see him.
Yeah. I think he's fine. So the big question is, who's going to drive the number 10?
And we don't know. Because we know that they're not taking TK or Chilton.
Yeah.
And we know that Kimball's the other one.
I've heard some rumbling that Kimball's leaving too. So I think they're all out.
I think they are all out.
I think he cleaned house, except for Dixon.
Yeah. He really did. So I'll be interested to see, like, and, they said, make it more profitable, blah, 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 you know, different things. Because it is very expensive to fund a car for a season. So, I mean, he's cutting his expenses down by half. But, and so I think part of that is that he probably wants to focus on, you know, two really great drivers that can win a championship.
Winners.
Yeah.
Winners only.
But I'm also interested to see, like, what other changes happen. Because you don't clean house just for economic reasons.
Yeah.
I feel like you clean house, part of it is economic reasons, but B, because you want to change the direction you're going in. And if you have, I mean, anybody who's ever had a job anywhere where they make a change, people are resistant to change.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And so the easiest way to, like, overhaul something is just start with brand new people who don't know any different.
That is interesting. I wonder what else is going to happen. Oh, I like.
Yeah.
That's a good thought.
I'm excited to see how he runs his team next year.
Yeah. So, of those that we are growing, I mean, it's not official, but it's pretty much established that TK is going to go to Foyt.
Which is awesome. We are going to buy so much AJ Foyt merchandise.
I mean, I believe my text to you was, oh my God, if it's TK and CD at Foyt, we are all in.
We are all in.
All in on Foyt.
Yeah. We will, yeah, you will see us in checkers and Foyt gear.
Which will make my father very proud.
Very, very proud.
He'll be like, yes, finally.
But yeah, because we love Connor and we love TK.
Yeah. So. And we love AJ.
Oh, we love AJ.
So.
Which.
Yes.
Okay, let's just get this out there now. So, let me find the text that I sent you, because there was an article that I found on Twitter. Let me see. Let me just go to my screenshots.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was an article that somebody had posted on Twitter, an article in Forbes, and it was a cool article about the different things in IndyCar and whatever, but they had a couple of facts wrong. One of which, they talked about what, you know, Alonso Fernando bringing in, you know, fans and whatever, and they said that the two-time world champion in F1 was immediately competitive, qualifying in the front row.
False.
And leading the race. Yeah, false.
He did lead.
He did lead.
Yes.
But he did not qualify in the front row.
He was not in the front row.
It was Dixon, Carpenter, Rossi. Two Americans.
And
a Kiwi.
That's like the beginning of a really bad joke.
Right.
Or a story I don't want to hear.
Or a really weird sex fetish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did not. He qualified on the second row. But Jesus, Forbes, get it
together.
Come on.
Like, that's a quick fact to check.
Yeah. And then the second one was, it says, embrace a legend. Blah, blah, blah. Mario Andretti is unquestionably the greatest racing car driver of all time.
No.
At age 78, racing's GOAT drives IndyCar's two-seater at most races. He's not the GOAT.
He's not the GOAT. AJ Foyt is the GOAT. And I'm actually writing a blog about all of this. I'm going to post about why AJ Foyt is the GOAT. Look, don't get me wrong. Mario Andretti
is a legend. Like, I don't disagree with that.
Not saying that. But have you heard of A.J. Foyt? I mean,
they went head-to-head. Now, I understand where you're coming from.
Because right, I get it.
Mario does drive the two-seater at
most
races when that's a thing. And A.J. doesn't do that. I feel like Mario is more active in the community.
Yes, I agree.
Outside of just his team than A.J. Foyt is.
I would agree.
And so, you know, he's a little more personable. I mean, I don't know. I've not met either one of them.
No.
But
I would like to meet.
I would love to meet both of them.
Yeah, I'd
and
love to
I
meet
anticipate
both.
That we will this year. So I get that, you know, Mario obviously is more of a front man for helping.
Yeah.
To
oh, definitely.
Keep people excited about the sport, but he's not the GOAT.
He's not the. There it is. He's not the GOAT. I mean, he's not the GOAT. I don't want to get all the way into it because I'm definitely going to write all this out. But first of all, guess who's only won the Indy 500 once?
Mario.
Yeah, guess who's in the winner's circle?
Foyt.
Yeah, like four fucking times.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like suck it.
He's kind of part of the Indy 500 club, which...
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Only three drivers have ever done.
Yeah. I mean, obviously to us, the Indy 500 is the only race that matters.
Well...
But he's also done a lot more. I'll just leave it.
He has. So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're definitely all in on Team Foyt if it's TK and... Connor.
Yeah.
All in. Let's see. We knew about J.R. Hildebrand leaving. I guess that's not new news. I'm just still kind of...
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not the greatest racer, but I was kind of looking at shit. You know, he had like a 4.2 GPA. He was going to go to MIT and deferred to do Indy Lights.
I actually did know that he was super smart.
He's like super intelligent. He's like super intelligent. Jeez, I like her.
Yeah, we sound super smart now.
It's been a long
He's
day.
Like super intelligent.
He's super intelligent.
Like, it's not just the man bun, but he's like really smart.
He is.
He can like do the percentage for a tip on a check without pulling out his phone.
I just do what I do and put round numbers down. One, you get $3. I can't do the math.
Oh, see, I was a waitress for too long. I can do percentage is in my head.
I get that.
Like 0 to 30, I'm done.
I think he might still be involved in racing. I can see him moving over into R&D.
I can as well.
I think he'd be great.
I think he'd be awesome at R&D. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with his science background. Yeah. And his race experience.
He'd be fantastic.
He absolutely would be.
Yeah.
And he actually, there was, you know, an official release, and he made official comments about, you know, leaving Ed Carpenter Racing, and he was just a complete class act, yeah. And, you know, talked about what a great experience it was, and, like, thanked Ed, and Fuzzy's Vodka, and all that business. But yeah, it was a nice little post from him.
It was. It was very nice. I think we retweeted it at one point.
We did. Yeah. And I know we made jokes, you know, that Ed was gonna, you know, crash Pickett's car, and...
Yeah, we just messing with him.
Yeah. But he actually...
He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's quite the class act. But yeah, super freaking smart.
Super freaking smart. And we don't know who's going to be driving the road course.
We do not.
The Ed Carpenter road course.
The Ed Carpenter road course.
Ed Carpenter Racing Too many road R's cars, and C's. Cars.
Yeah.
Let's just throw another C there. Because remember, Daddy doesn't do road courses. Daddy
DDRC.
Only, Daddy only does ovals.
Daddy only does ovals. So. It's not YOLO, it's Dodo.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt. One of our Months of May t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there were rumblings about Sage Karen.
There's been rumblings. I think it's just Twitter rumblings that it would be Sage.
Is it real Twitter or fake Twitter?
I think it's real Twitter.
Okay.
No, there's a difference, but it's real. It's okay. Real Twitter.
When we refer to fake Twitter, it's typically the fake driver's accounts, which we oftentimes reference for new news.
Yeah, I mean, they know some shit too.
I believe I sent you a text and you were like, really? And I sent back, there are rumblings on fake Twitter.
I mean, it counts, I guess, as a source. We're not real journalists, so I'm going to count it.
Yeah, I think it absolutely counts. So real Twitter, there's been rumblings.
There's been real Twitter rumblings.
About Sage.
About Sage Karam. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think Sage will limit himself to just road courses.
Well, I guess if it's that or no ride at all, beggars can't be choosers.
I don't know. He seems to me like he's got that...
chip on his shoulder?
A little bit of a chip on his shoulder.
Because he's still young and he's dumb just, and... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested. Well, plus, you know, Ed lost a shit at Sage in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And so I would be curious if he, you know, found him to be coachable or not. Because that's another thing. Ed...
I mean...
is a driver, but he's also... an owner, and yeah. So like he's gonna be in charge. Like he's daddy.
He is daddy.
So I don't know that Sage would be on board to be coached by Ed after their spat,
your little disagreement.
Although I mean I'm sure everything gets heated, so maybe it's water under the bridge.
I know. I've been wondering about that myself, and that's if we ever get the opportunity to ask a driver, I think I'm gonna ask that question. Like you guys blow up at each other, but like do y'all just bury it the next day or? Are you like some of us and carry grudges around until you die?
Right. Or is it just like, I mean, my family plays cards and, you know, sometimes we get heated because it does get competitive. And, like,
oh, God,
you know,
yeah.
Somebody will go out and you'll be stuck and you're like, oh, I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
But we don't really mean it.
Right. And that's my question.
I mean, we're not actually mad. It's just, you know, frustration, which is, you know, much smaller scale. But it's like we all just understand in the heat of the moment, like.
Something happens.
Somebody might say fuck you to you.
Yeah.
And then later on be like, JK, I love you.
Just, I love you.
I mean, my grandmother called me a goddamn son of a bitch because I beat her in a hand of poker.
Well, I mean, your grandmother is the goat, though.
Yeah, well, she should have known better. She taught me how to play poker.
I mean, I feel like that's also it, too. Grandma, you taught me.
Right? Hey, I said grandma, and she said, I'm not your grandmother right now.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, it was ice cold.
You got disinherited.
It was in front of the entire family. Like, it was like, there were 10 of us playing.
Well.
But
that's what happens with
but yeah, play. So I'd be curious if it was like something like that. I mean, and make no mistake, my grandmother never apologized for saying that because she was not sorry.
No.
She meant it then and she meant it after.
I believe that.
That
your grandmother embodied the sorry not sorry.
Yeah, she was the original sorry not sorry.
She was. You heard it here first.
Heard it here first. She did not play.
No.
So I would bet that
is not
most
safe.
Of the time. It's something.
It's just that blows over.
Bridge.
Yeah, I'm betting that too. We're still waiting on Hinchcliffe.
We are. It's assumed that he's going to be there, and I read an article earlier today about how his engineer is.
Yeah, now that's interesting.
Yeah, and in that article, which, I mean, basically the guy said that, you know, he went there to try and make it a great team, and he basically said that it wasn't, so it was time to move on.
That's,
I mean, and let me paraphrase, awkward. He basically was like, we weren't winning, so I'm going to a different team. And
damn.
Yeah, he said it very PC, but that was, yeah, there's the Cliff's notes. So, but nobody seems to think that he'll have an issue finding a job.
No, I don't think
he's got tons of experience. But in that article, it mentioned something about Hinch and a new multi-year contract with SPN.
I mean,
but it's not being confirmed, but it was referenced in that article.
I think they're just buttoning it up. And I think at this point, where the hell else is he going to go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, the only other open seat I can see on a higher team who could afford to pay him would be Chip.
Yeah, Chip Ganassi. And I don't think Chip's going to have him.
No, I don't think so. So I think he's staying.
Yeah. In fact, I think Chip might actually get a new driver to mold them.
I think that would be best for Chip.
Yeah, which I think is going to allow him changing the atmosphere.
Probably one of the lights. I think picking up one of the lights graduates.
I would bet you anything. So, but yeah, I mean, because Hinch, we love him, and he's decent, but he's not fantastic.
No, not yet.
Not yet. I think he's up and coming as well.
Oh, definitely.
But yeah, it's not like every team is seeking him out, whereas, you know, if Joseph Newgarden went under contract, I mean,
shit would be crazy.
Yeah.
Shit would pop off.
But that's not where Hinch is right now.
No. And then, of course, there's a second car for SPM.
That's right.
Which I have heard multiple sources say that they're really working. So Schmidt-Peterson Motorsport, not just Sam, is working with Hinch to find that strong second driver.
Interesting.
And that's why everybody really thought it was going to be Rossi, because they wanted that strong driver.
Huh. Which, that, I mean, we would have loved a Hinch-Rossi team. I mean, as much as we're going to love a daily TK team.
Right. Just, I wouldn't know what, I'd have to have a shirt of one and a hat of the other and just switch.
Yeah.
Like, daily.
Yeah. Whatever, whoever shirt you were wearing, all the rest of your gear would be the other one.
Yep. That's how I roll.
Yeah.
That's how I roll. But I also do think, so they had the new model testing at Sebring yesterday?
They did,
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday. I'll just say Tuesday. Yeah. That's easier for me. Hinch was driving the Schmidt car. So,
yeah,
I mean, at that point, they're just buttoning up the contract, I bet.
I'm sure they are.
I also really like to use the phrase buttoning up when talking about a contract.
Well, it's just it's a good descriptor.
It's a good descriptor. It's the, let me have my little legal moment.
Yeah, no,
time.
I like it.
You know.
I'm into it.
All right. I mean, but there's just a ton of shit still out there unconfirmed.
Well, and we've got new teams.
New teams that might be coming through. Carlin Racing. Harding Racing probably is going to be strong. Shank, Junco's. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's a ton. And I read some article earlier, I was telling Molly this, that talked about how, you know, there were all kinds of teams. I can't remember the number, but a much higher number of teams that were trying to at least get a car into the Indy 500.
Yeah.
And so we are fucking giddy about that, because bump day for the Indy 500 hasn't been a real bump day in years.
That's true.
There's been, you know, just 33 drivers that were qualifying. And one year, I think we only had 32. We didn't even have a full field. So I would love to see bump day be an actual thing.
That would be fantastic.
I mean, not that I want anybody, you know, have their hopes dashed, but right, it makes it more exciting.
It's kind of like Survivor, but for
right, it's like then you know that the 33 there, the 33 that were the best out of the group, you know, just to have a bigger, section of talent, experience, and yeah.
As long as it doesn't rain and we plow through, it'll be a fantastic course.
I'm excited.
I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Hashtag is it May yet?
Hashtag is it May yet? We cannot fucking wait.
I cannot fucking wait.
Oh, cannot.
Oh my God.
Well, so, speaking of hashtags, I'll just go and plug our social media now.
Look at you. Go for it.
So, if you don't follow us on social media, you should.
You really should.
We're on Twitter at FastCarsN317, and that's IN. We are on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, which is Fast Cars, Fast Girls. Or you can just type facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Instagram at Fast Cars, Fast Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you're probably listening, but if any of your friends and family are not and you think they should be, have them go to www.fastcarsfastgirls.com. That will take you right to Podbean. You can listen from there, or you can download us on Google Play or iTunes.
Or Blueberry, Stitcher, Lisbon. I think the only thing we're not on is Spotify.
Spotify.
Because we're not cool, and it's weird. So anyway.
Yeah. And make sure that you like and subscribe, and please rate us.
Please do.
Yes, please rate our podcast, because that'll help us get more exposure.
Yeah. They'll bump
us up on searches and things.
I can't keep taking work colleagues' phones and writing reviews.
Yeah.
And to go, don't worry about it.
It's okay.
I'm not doing anything weird, I promise.
I'm just reviewing my own podcast from your phone. It's cool.
You agree. You like me. It's fine.
Oh.
So yeah, please do. Please do. We'll have some fun stuff on the off season, and we're going to figure out how to use a website, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be fun for us. Maybe.
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 Or another reason why we drink.
Well, probably more of that. Yeah. All right, so on into female racer news.
So, we talked about this last podcast. Last podcast that Shay Holbrook and, of course, Pippa Mann were teaming up for an IMSA race out in California, and they were also teaming up with the Driven to Save Lives out there. They got 12th overall. And fourth in their class.
That's awesome.
It wasn't the results that they wanted. I think they had struggled a little bit at quals, and then they had some issues when they were during the race. But, fourth in class isn't bad. So.
No, not bad at all.
I think
fourth
great.
Is a respectable finish.
Good for them.
Yeah. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And the NHRA results.
Yeah.
Brittany Force won the top fuel final at the NHRA Keystone Nationals.
So good for her.
That Force family, I'm telling you what.
I will not mess with them.
No.
Mm-mm.
They do not play.
They do not play. They go really fast.
Yeah. They are a family of badasses.
They are.
So congratulations, Brittany Force.
I think they've got something else either this weekend or next weekend too. The NHRA does. So we'll see how she does. Hopefully.
Yeah. Fingers crossed she keeps
going.
Kicking ass and taking names.
Hey, man.
Kicking ass and taking trophies.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah, she is.
I like that.
Yeah, she is. Shit we didn't make up. All right, so some fun facts about us.
Because you should learn about us.
Yeah, and we didn't have anything else. So and sometimes we use a bit of hyperbole in our stories, so...
Just a little.
So this is all true here.
All right.
And we're not going to tell you what else is hyperbole. You just have to figure it out for yourselves.
Guess.
So Molly's first Indy 500 was 2 years ago.
Yep.
And
Juan won.
and she got her race ticket for free.
Yep.
And the reason why is because we have season tickets, and so we buy our tickets a year in advance. You pay my mom the day of, like, you are always paying 1 year in advance because she has to order them within 2 weeks. And so the year before, the guy I was dating had prepaid my mom for his ticket, and we broke up 2 or 3 months before the race. And I text Molly, and I was like, hey, we got a free Indy 500 ticket. You want to go? And so Molly got to use my ex-boyfriend's ticket that he paid for.
It was fantastic.
Which, I mean, anytime you get something awesome for free, it's even better.
It's a free Indy 500. A free good seat. Too, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, a great seat.
It's a clutch seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the paddock. It's baller.
Yeah. We're under a cover.
Yeah.
Makes it even better.
Out of the sun, out of the rain. It's beautiful.
It's nice.
So.
Another fun fact about us, the two of us, that you probably would not believe if we told you this in person, is that Abby and I both have, so each, we are classically trained pianists, which is how you pronounce it, and we have 27 years of experience, too. Not... Yeah. Combined, but each.
We both have been playing since we were about 6 years old.
We are multi-talented people.
We are. And you might not know it from our colorful language.
No,
but
you would not.
We can class it up. If you saw our closets, you'd believe it. Because
yeah, there's
80%
a lot
of it is black.
It's black. That's what happens.
Which is the hallmark of any musician.
And it's. I like to add classically trained, by the way.
Classically trained, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not playing honky-tonk, okay?
No. I mean, we can.
We can.
But
we'll rock out some Mozart.
Oh, yeah.
Some Bach.
I'm like, anyway, here's some Beethoven.
Right? Hands aren't big enough for Rachmaninoff. God damn it.
Damn you, Rachmaninoff.
I mean, seriously. He had to have, basketball player hands.
I would be interested.
I mean, his music is just...
It's crazy. You have to just
cheat. It's seizure-inducing.
You have to cheat.
Yeah.
You just cheat when you
I'm
play.
Like, my small hands, my astigmatism, I can't fucking handle that. And you only got that if you're a music person. So, all right, back to racing. back to our target audience.
I know. We just, everybody went, what is the fuck? This?
Yeah, we're totally big music nerds too.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what we do is that we play a baller version of Mark's song. We have learned actual, like, nice piano duets, but since we were young, because we've been friends since we were very young, that was like the first duet that you learned as a kid. And so we played it, you know, when we were barely learning anything, and then we've continued to play it as we have advanced. And so we have really classed up Heart and Soul. We do some weird shit with it. Molly does a little bluesy.
I get a little fancy pants.
Yeah. You've got like a little jazz version that you do sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah.
You forget. I played for the school's jazz band for
a while. I know you did, and you took all kinds of music theory. And
I know. It's because I was a huge giant. Well, I also played. Well, no, you did too. I was going to say, our secondary instrument's awesome. I guess pretty huge giant music nerds.
Yeah. No. Oboe and French horn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're total music nerds. But yeah. If you have a piano at your house and we come over to do a podcast with you, we will be happy to entertain with some Heart and Soul.
Yeah. Get me about one beer in and I'm ready to go.
You don't even need a beer. We've been playing Heart and Soul sober since we were 8.
That's true. But now that I can drink, I do enjoy a red wine on my piano.
I do too.
You feel extra classy.
I do. I feel extra classy.
You want to put something out there that says tips, and then your cats just knock it over.
Yeah, because they're assholes.
They are.
All right. So the different types of racing. So there's open wheel and there's non-open wheel.
Right. So the easiest way is the non-open wheel. Those wheels basically are covered. Like, look at your car, your wheels are covered. Look at a NASCAR, your wheels are covered.
Yes.
And so those cars can do more side-to-side contact.
Absolutely. And that's why there's, you know, the rubbing and racing.
Rubbing and racing.
And that's why we don't play that shit in IndyCar, because it's open wheel.
And I don't even want to know.
Oh, I mean, I think we saw what would happen at the Clusterfuck 600 this year.
We did see what happened
in Texas.
Exhibit A, the Clusterfuck 600.
Yeah, that's why there's a no contact rule.
Well, yeah. You get penalized for unavoidable contact.
Yes, you do. So, NASCAR.
So, NASCAR. National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing.
Mm-hmm.
Stock cars. Prohibition.
Yep.
Well, that's my NASCAR fun fact. Started in Prohibition era.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
A lot of people don't remember that.
Well, and I wonder, well, no, but I'm sure this isn't true, but here's a fun fact I just made up.
Go for it.
The reason that the headlights are just stickers and not real headlights is because a lot of Prohibition runners would run at night with their headlights off.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Which that actually is true. Yeah, I don't know if that's why NASCAR's headlights are stickers, but it seems like that should go together.
I feel like that should go together.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah. I'm going to add Wikipedia to that right now.
So NASCAR's in there. By the way, they top speed 200 miles per hour.
Yep.
Yeah. They're based on...
Even now, with all the restrictor plates and everything? I mean, maybe top speed ever.
Maybe top speed ever. I don't know.
I don't think they hit 200 now.
This was from IndyCar.com.
Okay.
I don't remember. It does not...
It's probably like all time.
Gosh darn it. Whoever runs this should put when you posted it. Anyway.
Get it together.
Sorry, that's just like the legal nerd in me. Like, when was this posted? I can't cite properly.
I know.
They are based on the Fusion, the Charger, the Impala, or the Camry. Yes. That's kind of their models of base. Little fun facts.
All right. Or as we say in Indy, NASCAB.
NASCAB. Taxicabs.
Taxicabs.
Taxicabs. Right. Take a taxi cab.
Yep.
I don't know why that came out that way.
I like it.
All right.
Touring.
So touring are really just heavily modified road-going cars. You kind of start with your standard car, just modify it, and you go. And in fact, we're going to see touring at SCCA. So.
Yes, we are.
And they do a lot of road courses with touring. I don't know if they do ovals in touring. I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
No, they do a lot of road course touring.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense because, you know, it's a souped-up regular car, and it's built for more roadie.
It's the Honda on steroids.
Yeah. Which, by the way, so Mary Pat, one of our faithful listeners, asked me earlier this week, she texted me and said, what's going on at the track? And I was like, qualifications for SCCA.
Tire testing.
Yeah, tire testing. That's my answer. Everybody that I know that is like my mom's age, including my mom, anytime, and this has been the case for like years. 6 years, mm-hmm. way before this podcast, anytime there's anything going on at the track, ask me what's going on. Like, I run their personal calendar. And I don't.
Are you Doug Bowles?
Yeah, I am. No? I'm not. I would love to be. He's got the best job in the world.
He's such a great guy.
Oh, my gosh. I would enjoy knowing what it feels like to be genuinely that nice. Because I'm not.
Know. No.
I bet he's happier.
I mean, I don't know how he can be that happy. And, like, his schedule is packed. packed. I mean, at some point, I mean, yeah. Like, I got to take a nap.
Bye, yeah, I also want access to the Fountain of Youth he's found that allows him to sleep like 2 hours a night.
I know. And look, he's fantastic.
Like a, he's like a robot.
Is this like the picture of Dorian Gray?
Right? You know what? Good on you. I just would love the number of your artist.
Yeah. That's cool. Just let us know.
Let us know.
Doug.
But yeah, so everybody asks me, you know, what's going on the track? And I don't always know. But I'll tell you what. When I don't know, my answer is always tire testing.
It works.
And nobody questions me because nobody knows. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I'll try and find it. But they don't. It's not always easy to find what's going on a day-to-day at the track. So, yeah, that's just my go-to. So, no, but I actually did not send back tire testing.
Tire testing.
I thought about it. I thought it'd be like tire testing. But I was like, no. I was like, it's quals for SCCA. And so I told, you know, Sports Car Club of America. Mm-hmm. And she was like, can anyone go? Can you just...
jump in.
Can you just drive your own car? And I was like, not exactly.
Not to bury the lead.
She sends back because she also drives a Honda. She goes, well, what are the requirements? I have a Honda engine.
Yes.
Which made me burst out laughing and also think of you because you're like, I'll take that Honda out.
I'll take that Honda. Let's go.
Right? I was like, Molly feels the same way. It's like Molly was driving her Honda on every track everywhere.
Yeah, I really feel like I could handle it now that I got the tire fixed.
Yeah, I think so.
The brakes need fixed too, but they're not going to get fixed for a while.
No, you don't need brakes for a race.
No.
So trying to go fast.
So does the air conditioning, and apparently the airbag has been recalled.
Well.
Probably should get that airbag fixed.
Yeah, because they'll fix that free.
Before I go on a trip.
Yeah, before you go on a road trip. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
We got time before our road trips.
So, but yeah, but okay, so we'll get more into SCCA.
Yeah.
That just made me laugh. All right, so touring, which we'll see some of that this
weekend. We'll see some of that this weekend.
And then drag racing.
It's, I don't know, drag racing, I kind of feel is by itself. It's neither open wheel or non-open wheel.
Yeah, because you're just side by side.
It is an acceleration-based contest with a measured distance.
Yes, which, if I remember correctly, like the front wheels are covered, but the back wheels are not.
One of them is, one of them isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it depends on the type of car.
And also, yeah, because there's like multiple different types of drag racing. And so, yeah, with some of them. So they're kind of a mixed thing. But, yeah, they really are just all on their own.
They are. And even, like, so there's five, really three. Your Top Fuel, which is the ones that everybody thinks of.
Yes.
The weird needle cars, needle nose cars. Then there's the funny cars.
I love the funny cars.
Which are, like... elongated production cars. So they're not needle nose, but they kind of look like if somebody took your car, grabbed the front of it, and like pulled it out.
Stretch it out. If your car was like Gumby.
Yes. And then there's just different levels of stock cars, which are, well, basically like my car, your car, just souped up a little bit.
Yeah.
So
and Woody station wagons.
And yeah, as we found out, station wagons.
Station wagons.
And I was like, I don't know what to do with my life right now. Is that a Woody?
Right.
Is that a Woody racing right now? Get
GTA. You're like, I'm going to lose my shit if that's a Woody.
I still got mine here.
Oh, well, you better get working.
Also, on drag racing, so you've got like the... Oh, shit. It's the methanol? No. There's the... Oh, shit. What's the...
Nitrous.
But you also can have an alcohol methanol mix, mm-hmm. which I think makes you go slower. So top speeds are 330, 285 with the alcohol mix. So you have two different classes even within there.
Yeah. Which drag racing is the only type of racing that allows nitrous.
Yeah, and it's flipping fast.
Yeah, it's flipping fast. It's flipping, we had a great time.
Flipping loud, as we found out.
Yeah, super fucking loud.
Super fucking loud.
Your earplugs.
Please take it from us.
Learn from our mistake.
Take some sort of ear covering, because you're going to need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the open wheel,
mm-hmm.
we've got Formula One and IndyCar.
So Formula One top speed 200 miles an hour. Whatever, Formula One.
Whatever, Formula One.
Whatever, Formula One.
But they don't do super speedways.
They don't do ovals.
Yeah, they don't do ovals at all.
Like Ed Carpenter, they only do road courses. Or, no.
The opposite of Ed.
They're the anti-Ed Carpenter.
They're the anti-Ed.
Yeah. Which, again, makes sense, given Ed's background.
Yeah.
That he basically is the anti-F1.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. So, and then, obviously, IndyCar. Which, top speed ever. 237 miles an hour.
Get some.
Well, for a one lap average.
Yeah.
By Ari Landeck.
Just down the road.
Yep. Just down the road.
The greatest place on earth.
Yep. So, and obviously IndyCar has higher sustained speeds on our super speedways. And actually, Ari, the year that he won, which was also the year that he took the one lap and four lap record at the IMS, took the record for the highest average speed during the Indianapolis 500.
Oh, wow.
Which was just, it was a little bit over 185 miles an hour.
That's right.
Which, when you're in a pack of 33 cars and whatever, I mean, that's fucking impressive.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's still fast, but, like, you know, the qualifying is totally different than race day.
Sure.
So yeah, Ari's kind of a badass on that. But yeah, so IndyCar does go faster, but we have these super speedways, and so we've got the aero kits for that specifically.
The two different aero kits, yeah. And if you're looking at either a Formula One or an IndyCar, here's how I have decided to remember it. The Formula One cars kind of look more like a Wasp. A little bit more Waspy. Their front cone kind of, although I think they've also just gotten a new chassis, so as soon as I say this, I'll be like, no, I'm just kidding. The front wheels are a little bit more set out.
Yes.
And the back end is more boxy, so they do not got back like the new Indy cars do.
No. Those Indy cars got back for sure.
Baby got back.
Baby got back.
Game recognized game. That's
LA Faithful and Oakland Moody.
That's exactly it. I'm going to start singing this song every time I see those
Baby
cars.
Baby got back.
LA Faithful and Oakland Moody.
All right. So the SCCA runoffs, the Sports Car Club of America.
Ooh.
So it was around, but they did not actually develop a sanctioning body until 1944. It was around beforehand, but it was kind of a free-for-all, and it really was like people just bringing their cars and whatever. And so they
kind of like how any open wheel race. Just
eventually, I mean,
people just started bringing cars.
I mean, kind of like this podcast. It starts with a few too many inside jokes, a few too many beers. I'm like, hey, we should make this shit official.
We should
do this. We like to do this. Let's make it a thing.
Now we have a sanctioning body.
So, yeah. So sanctioning body formed in 1944.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple types of races. So there's the Pirelli World Challenge, which is the GT and touring car racing.
I'm sorry. That's my weird shorthand. GT's Grand Touring.
Oh, Grand Touring. Okay. Well.
I know.
I guess I should have let you read that one then.
No, it's okay.
Sorry, Molly did all the research this week because I worked the beginning of the week.
Yeah.
And I just started a new job, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just more responsible than I am. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
I really just like researching.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I love that you love it.
Yeah. Let me go.
All right, so road racing. There's no initials in this, so I won't fuck it up.
No, you're fine.
Road racing, so they race on the road.
Yeah, duh.
Different types of open wheel cars.
Yeah.
So, and then rallying.
So these are on public roads.
That's fucking awesome.
Which I've decided...
Like the Toronto race.
Yeah, like the Toronto race. And I feel like this is the thing that you and I can do. So basically, it's precision and navigation. The object is to drive and arrive somewhere at specific checkpoints at specific times. The problem is, like, so they change it all the time, so you don't know where the checkpoints are.
You don't know where the checkpoints are, because they don't want people to drive balls to the wall. It's about your precision and all that, which I just want to say, if you've ever road tripped with me, you have said the phrase, wow, we're making really good time.
Yep.
Yeah. And same for you. I mean, when we went to Mid-Ohio, I woke up from my nap, and I was like, damn, we're making really good time. And you were like, yeah, let's not tell our moms we're here yet.
Yeah, we need to wait.
they'll yell at us.
Yeah, let's.
They know what time we left.
Let's set up the campsite first. And then maybe we text.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome. And I love things on public roads. But, I mean, obviously you can't go that fast. I mean, because public roads aren't perfect.
No. You cannot take an Indy car on downtown public roads.
No.
I work downtown. You can't.
No.
You can't. Sometimes you can't even take my car on a
downtown road. I don't even take a Beamer on some of the downtown roads. It's too low to the ground. Too expensive to fix.
All right.
autocross.
So it's similar to a road course, but it's more like a professional course. But they literally set these up in, I don't know, parking lots with cones.
You know, that's how my dad taught me how to...
That's
one
how
of
you,
the things my dad taught me how to drive.
So they set... Good God, what's going on with your PBRs?
I don't know. They're all, like, fizzy when I open them. Mm. I didn't drop them or anything, so I don't know what their issue is. Mm. I wonder if it's because they were warm initially, because I bought them for, I don't know, something that we did. And... Like, I threw some in the cooler, but I didn't put the rest in the fridge immediately. So I wonder if since it was in summertime, maybe they got, like, super hot. So
they
then
got
when
hot-y.
They cooled, it messed up the carbonate. I mean, they taste fine.
Yeah. But
I'm not skimped or anything, but yeah. They're angry when I open it up.
The beer. It is angry.
It is angry.
So basically, they just set these up with cones, and they change it all the time. Again, so these drivers don't have, like, a memory of the track.
Which throws in a whole new element.
I like it.
I mean, I think that would be really fun. In fact, I would enjoy seeing IndyCar drivers do that. I would predict that Dixon and Will would do extremely well because they're extremely adapt. I mean, like there was a whole article about how they are statistically the most adaptable drivers in the sport right now,
which is fantastic.
It is.
I mean, that's a good skill.
Yeah. But yeah, like each time you go around, it's totally different. So there's no like, okay, I can prepare for this turn. Like it's all
like, oh, we did this last year. Da 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 da. Nope. Totally different course.
So reaction time matters, and yeah, that's pretty awesome.
They also do something, and it's not, they call it like a drag race autocross. So they have the same, this sucks because you can't see my hands, but they have the same course, but they have like mirror images of the course.
So it's like, yeah, it's like flip-flopped.
It's like flip-flopped, and so cars will both run it at the same time, and whoever gets, so you're drag racing on a road course, but it's mirror imaging of itself.
So you're doing, like, you're doing the same course, but, like, you'd be doing opposite turns.
Yes.
Which is interesting, because if you are stronger with one way or the other...
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really fun to watch.
Yeah, I think that'd be super cool to watch.
I don't know if they'll be doing... I don't think they're going to be doing autocross, because you can't...
No, I looked at the track, there's not. Yeah.
Which, by the way... Well, all right, I'll give us a second. I guess we'll go to... So they've got 8 types of cars.
Yep.
So there's a production category... A formula category, prototype, which are the weird cars that always freak me out. a sedan category, touring, grand touring, super touring. And then there's one that's called the spec Miata, which, as far as I can tell, is just basically a shit ton of Miatas.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know why everybody on the Miata, but...
All right.
This ain't Tokyo...
Tokyo Drift.
I've actually not watched any of those movies, so I don't know if those were Miatas.
That's the only one I watched. Because it was on a date, and I didn't pay for it. And I was like, all right, I guess we can go see this movie.
To be fair, so I went on a date. What was the movie? I can never remember the name of it, but it's where they built these big giant robots to defeat the monsters from under the sea.
Oh, I don't remember the name of it either.
I own it, and I love it, but I didn't like the guy on the date. It didn't work out. But
I mean, obviously...
When the movie is more exciting than the date... Hashtag yeah. Reasons why I'm single.
I don't remember who I saw that movie with. That's how not memorable that date was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So the runoffs are here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. First time here at the track.
Yes.
They're doing a big thing now where they're going to rotate where they're having the runoffs. So,
which I enjoy that. And I would enjoy having seeing us have... I mean, depending on how this event goes, and I hope that it has, a good number of people that show up and good interest, I would enjoy seeing some SCCA action every year at our track.
I bet they could do, like, a regional here.
I'm sure they could.
I'm sure they could.
Well, if we added that into the schedule, just because it's such a great...
July is open now.
July is open. And, I mean, it's just such a great venue. I know that it's not great for all types of racing and all that, so I'll be interested to see, how the racing is.
Yeah.
So they'll be using the road course...
Not the complete road course.
Not complete. Yeah, it's modified.
And I only know this because I listen. I'm just shamelessly plugging other podcasts now.
Yeah.
The 1070 Trackside had Doug on it, and I listened to it this morning before I got to work. I didn't listen to it while I was at work. No, I was doing the people's work. It's turn like 7, so on the road course there's a chicane right there.
Yes,
and they kind of bumped it out, and so they're using like a former turn that was part of like the motocross and whatnot.
Yeah.
So it's similar to a road course, our road course here at the GP, but not exactly the same.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
It's a little wonky.
A little bit different, but it's such a good venue.
It is. It's a good racing venue.
Tickets are not that expensive.
I think
it
was.
So it's like $25 a day, I think.
$25 a day. I bought the 4-day pack for me. 4-day pack? The 4-day ticket. It was like $65.
Yes.
So I got a little.
Yeah, so for 4 days, I mean, 60, 65.
Yeah.
Like, that's not bad at all. I mean, that's, like, something more than $15 a day. $16 a day and change.
Yeah. Look at you doing that math.
Yeah, $16.25, actually.
Woo-hoo.
So, yeah, I think that you could get a lot of families out, and it's starting to cool off.
Yeah.
The weather's decent, and you've got the museum. If you've never been there,
definitely go.
It's super fucking cool.
So cool. The Foyt exhibit is there right now.
It is there right now. And there's just, you're going to have access to the paddock and the Tower Terrace. There's Terrace suites that are only $75 a day.
Yeah.
It's not an open bar, though, like the suites usually are. You still have to pay for drinks. But, but yeah. So I would enjoy having this be a yearly thing. I think they could get some good interest from the community.
I mean, I would. If it was July and it didn't compete with a race that we're going to go to, I would go.
Absolutely. And it seems like it's pretty open access to, like, the paddock area and Gasoline Alley and garages. You don't really have to have any special type of ticket or armband or anything. It's,
I mean, we'll find out tomorrow.
It's general. Yeah, we'll find it. I mean, we're getting in regardless, I'll tell you that. We're going in. But yeah, your general admission, I mean, I think kind of gets you in everywhere.
Yeah, so, I think so. I didn't see an extra.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I mean, if there was an option, it'd be on the website. Yeah, the IMS is very good about.
They are very good about that.
So yeah, I think it's, yeah, you could take kids there.
Yeah, this is definitely a good thing to bring your kids to because there's different races running. So they're not seeing the same car. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that, like, there's going to be multiple teams and drivers and people just walking around that it's going to be very public friendly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So if you don't already have plans this weekend.
And you're around.
Yeah. You come out to the IMS.
Yeah.
And if you want to meet up, let us know. Hit us up on Twitter.
Hit us up on Twitter, yo.
Or on our Facebook page. We'll respond.
I only get notifications for Twitter, so.
I get notifications for everything.
Okay.
You can hit us up anyway.
So to get here, because this is the end of the year championship races, just the championship runoff, there are two paths, and I'm not going to go into it, but one is called the Hoosier Super Tour path.
Goddamn right.
Which I love. And the other one is the divisional path, which is kind of boring.
Yeah.
It is called the, quote, Olympics of amateur road racing.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And a few famous names have done this.
Really?
Yes. Both Bobby and Graham Rahal.
Well, good for them.
Scott Sharp.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Scott's done this?
Nice.
And Paul Newman.
Paul fucking Newman.
I mean, Paul fucking Newman.
That's awesome.
I know. I was like, shit, I want to write that
big
down.
Big names. Yeah. That's super cool.
I know there were some interviews with Bobby and Graham, so they might actually be there this weekend.
Oh. Well, if they are, we're definitely going to talk to them.
Yeah.
And take pictures.
Obviously.
I
don't know why that needed to be said.
I mean, obviously.
I mean, Avi.
Yeah.
Avi.
Bobby Rahal always looks like Billy Joel to me a little bit. Like, every time I see a picture, I do that. I'm like, wait, is that...
said
like,
Bobby
if I'm
Rahal
not, like, paying attention
or Billy
to,
Joel.
To, like, who posted it or what the caption is, like, I just see a picture. Because I follow a lot of music things as well. Yeah. And so I'm like, is it Billy Joel or Bobby Rahal? I don't know.
Plus, with Billy Joel coming to Indy this year, it could be either. I don't know.
It could be. Well, I'll tell you what. Regardless, we're taking a picture. Talk to him. Okay? Because we love both.
If it's Billy Joel, I don't know. I might scream.
I'm going to lose my shit more over Billy Joel than Bobby Rahal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Billy fucking Joel.
I'm sorry. That's how it's going to go down.
In fact, I bet that to people who aren't really big Billy Joel fans, if we have a picture with Bobby Rahal, we could be like, look, we met Billy Joel.
Look, it's Billy Joel. Just send it to people without a comment and be like, oh my god, did you meet Billy Joel? Yes!
And we jammed with him. We're all piano players. We jammed.
Yeah, we just, you know, he started busting out Piano Man and I was like, Avi, of course, yeah. Billy.
We went at it in 3-part harmony. So that's some big names.
It's some big names, so it's going to be fun. I think it's not going to be what we're all used to when we go to the track.
No, but I have a very open mind, and I'm excited to see a different kind of racing.
You know, I think it's going to be a lot more chill for us than our usual track stuff.
I think so.
So I'm excited about that. Like, we're going to just hang out, drink some beers.
Yeah.
Watch some good racing.
Do a couple of live videos, I'm sure.
Oh, I mean, obviously, we're going to do some live videos.
Yeah. All right, so it's Thursday through Sunday, so Thursday's qualifying.
Yes.
They've been qualifying all week, but Thursday, it's not been open to the public necessarily.
Yeah, Thursday's their big open to the public day.
8 a.m. through whenever they end, which is usually, their last event starts at 4:45.
So you kind of have to go off of that.
And then at 6 p.m., there is like a track walk and...
I think that was just that one day.
That's on Thursday.
Is there also a track walk on Thursday?
I think it was for Thursday. Your notification said Thursday.
So I downloaded the SCC app, SCCA app, because everybody's like, if you download it, it will let you know what's going on. Somehow I clicked a button, and so I'm getting all the driver notifications.
Yeah.
Which is made for some fun moments, especially when they were like, too many people are flying black flags, and we might have a problem. And I was like, I don't know what's going on, but we need to go. Did I send it to you on Thursday?
No, you sent it to me on Sunday.
I think that was just...
Yeah, no, it was for that day. Okay, yeah. Well, never mind. There was a... Well, damn it, I was all excited. I was like, we're going to have shit to do tomorrow night. That's
well, right. Saturday... Well, you've got shit to do.
Well, I mean, we do have shit to do, but...
Saturday, there's a 5K that nobody would sign up with me for, so...
I know you're not throwing that shade at me. Because...
No, I'm not throwing that shade at
you. I was like, you know how I feel about running.
No, that shade was not thrown at you.
I've made my position.
Not throwing that shade clear. At you.
Okay.
You do get to run on the track, and I offered it to multiple people, and they're like, I don't know, and then silence.
Well, that's okay. We're going to be at the track on Saturday, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you get to run on the track.
I mean,
I get to run on the track for the mini.
Multiple times. For the mini and for the mud strip.
Yeah, I love the mud strip.
It's pups. The best.
I was so sad when they canceled this year.
I know. Well, next year.
I mean, we legitimately trained our dogs. Like, we went out on, like, longer and longer walks. Like, we ramped up their walks.
Yeah.
Mom and I were serious.
You had them on a fitness schedule.
They were. They were doing the couch to 5K for dogs. Like, bark for a minute, walk for a minute. Lie down.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. You should just live tweet every moment of that next season.
Oh, yeah.
Of the training.
Oh, there will be.
Yeah. No, that's fucking
hysterical. We're going to hashtag it.
Couch to 5K for dogs.
Mutt strut 2018.
So anybody who has a lazy dog and wants to do the mutt strut.
Because, by the way, I have a lazy dog.
Yeah.
Except when there's somebody opening a car door four houses down.
Yeah, then she's a spaz.
Something's going to happen and we're going to die, which is fun at 3 a.m. in the morning.
I love your furry little weirdo, though. She's so cute.
I know. That's why she gets away with a lot of shit.
Oh, my God, I know. All right, so there's no track walk on Thursday.
There's
JK.
No, just
but
no.
Yeah, so the track officially closes around 6.
I think that's when everything ends, so.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going to be there late on other nights. Like, you're going to wrap up about 6 o'clock. Starts about 8:30
right about
in the morning.
Time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Thursday starts at 8. Friday through Sunday, it starts at 8:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And the last race starts at 4:45 p.m.
And if you're looking for some places to eat, maybe we suggest Main Street.
Main Street. There's the 1911 Grill.
Yep.
And you can even get some racing in on your own and go karting.
Go karting.
We've got Big Woods Pizza.
Yep.
On the corner of 10th and Main, which has, they have their own breweries, the Quaff On.
Yeah.
They've got some awesome seasonal flavors.
Ooh.
Yeah. Awesome seasonal beers right now. And they've got so much stuff on tap.
Oh my God. We went there and it was incredible. I recommend the hazelnut, but it's more of a dessert beer.
It is more of a dessert beer, but
which
yeah,
I
like
never thought
hazelnut,
I'd say in
coffee
my life.
Stout, but yeah, it was delicious. It was. But yeah, totally like a dessert. And then of course, if you just want a brewery, there's Daredevil.
Tacos and Tequilas is now open.
Yep. Tacos and Tequila is new. There's Bourbon and Barbecue.
Yep. Bourbon and Barbecue.
And then we can't neglect Dawson's on Main.
Yeah, I was about to say Dawson's on Main.
Dawson's on Main, which is a favorite in this family.
So,
and also Thursday is half price martini night at Dawson's.
Well, damn.
So by the way, that's where we're having dinner.
Okay.
That's where we're going on Thursday. Tuesday's half price bottle of wine. Thursday's half price martini.
You can't beat that with a stick.
So you can get twice as drunk for the same price.
We're all about economy here.
Yeah. But yeah, that app is overwhelming. You get like 17,000 notifications. And yeah, they were black flagging everybody.
They were black flagging.
They were handing out black flags like Oprah at Christmas.
They were, I think.
And you get a black flag. And you get a black flag. Everybody gets a black flag.
It was one of the most hilarious moments
when
I got that across on my phone.
I have not downloaded the app yet because I didn't want that many notifications, but I've enjoyed every screenshot you've sent me.
I think the problem is somehow when I downloaded it, and maybe they fixed it, I thought there would be a participant. They're like, what do you want in your app? And I was like, where's participant? There's not. So I just click like all.
So you're getting all the notifications that like drivers, team owners.
Yeah, I'm getting the driver notifications.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah, because apparently, okay, so you know what, that makes sense. Because Doug Bowles posted, because all the drivers, like, they all walked Main Street and, like, checked out different stuff that day. So that makes sense. They did a track walk. So it's probably, since it was their SCCA's first time here,
yeah,
he probably did a whole, like, welcome to Speedway, like, welcome to the IMS.
You should come to the Main Street.
Show them all the cool things and show them Main Street, which is pretty awesome. And I wish I hadn't been at work.
Oh, man.
Because I would have loved to be there. Oh, I'd have just joined the crowd of people walking around.
I know.
Start
chit-chatting.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know.
Like, local Speedway resident. Hi.
Hi, how can I help you?
I've got a podcast.
Hello, I have a podcast. Would you like to speak?
Ooh. Yeah. No, if we meet anybody, we're...
I got to clear the shit off my phone. We can just record it like a
voice. Oh, I got plenty of space on mine. Don't you worry about it. I bought the high storage space, and I even upgraded my cloud.
Oh, no, the cloud is ready to go.
The cloud's good, but no, my phone's got a shit ton of space, so...
Yeah. So, stay tuned. I will say, by the way, let me do a quick thing. Check IMS.com before you go.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a good map out there. If you go to, like, the events, SCCA is the right top thing under their events. They're really promoting the Red Bull Air Race, which I get. So you're going to have to click through to SCCA.
Yes.
Or
if you just Google SCCA runoffs, it'll pop up the IndianapolisMotorSpeedway.com. It'll pull up their webpage
yeah.
that lists like all the information, like the
track map is really what you want to look at.
That's what you want to look at. There's only two stands that are open.
Yeah.
The paddock, a small section of the paddock, and a small section of Tower Terrace. And that's because we have so many stands and it's just not
financially smart
to open up the entire track when you're not going to have that many people there.
Yeah.
So you can sit basically inside or outside of the fronts.
Yeah, that's it.
Straight away.
You know, it just depends on. And it's supposed to be great weather this weekend,
by
the way.
Yeah, upper 60s, low 70s.
Sunny.
That perfect fall weather that we love. The nice breeze.
It's going to be great.
No more of this 90-degree bullshit.
I can't handle this. I'm done. I went for a run yesterday and I was like, I want to die.
I can't.
I'm melting.
I fucking can't.
1, 3, 5, 7, 9. I can't even.
No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I fucking can't.
Also, heads up, there's apparently only one concession stand open.
And it is inside. It's in the pagoda area.
It's in the pagoda area, so...
But that's actually where I'm going to go because there's SCCA merchandise and all kinds of other fun stuff in that area.
So just heads up, you know, maybe kind of plan ahead. You know, if you're people like me and like Sunday I'm going with my dad, so I'll be like, all right, let me pack some peanut butter crackers.
Yes.
So Mr. Cranky...
If you're diabetic, if you get hangry, you might want to pack your own snacks. Unless you're going to sit in Tower Terrace on the inside of the straightaway, and then you're just going to be a short walk.
Right. Oh, maybe we should. What do we think about sitting there?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Ta-da!
We just planned shit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, high up, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll have better view of screens.
Yeah, and we'll maybe go look, because I think also some viewing mounts are going to be open.
Yes, we're definitely going to check out the spectator mounts.
Yeah, I've not checked out the spectator mounts, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. Well, I want to pop in the store at the Hall of Fame Museum.
Okay.
Because, of course, well, we were talking earlier, I'm going golfing next weekend for my cousin Henry. He's getting married, and there's a golf outing the day before the wedding, and so I need a good polo. So, of course, I'm going to check out because I would really like to rep some IMS gear.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. So, I want to check and see, you know, what's going on there. So, yeah. So, we'll be on the infield anyway.
Yeah, definitely. We got 4 days. Three days, I guess. 3 days.
Well, I figured I'd go on Sunday and just leave early.
Okay.
I mean, it'll break my heart not to go, so,
right.
You know, I could sleep when I'm dead.
It's true.
Yeah.
Or when your patients are dead.
No, I'm not allowed to sleep at work, whether they're dead or alive. I've verified that.
I've checked.
Even if they die, I have to stay awake. There's still paperwork I have to do. It'll be a good time. But yeah, they also have a map of where you can park.
Yes.
The shuttles will be operating.
Oh, will they? Good.
They
That's
will.
My one concern about Sunday
nope,
with Dad.
There's, well, but you should be able to get into the handicap parking. I bet it's going to be like Fast Friday.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know how that was legal.
Right? But yeah, you should definitely have no problem.
I mean, I feel like that's...
I just don't feel like there's going to be a ton of people there, so I think you'll be all right.
I think so.
But yeah, there are multiple shuttle stops. Mm-hmm. All along the way.
Worst
there's parking outside
back.
Of the track as well.
Yes.
And all over the place. So
Sunday, I'm going to have to park at the track.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Homie working on it. He got to do that 5K in October, but
mm-hmm.
we're not there yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not quite. So, yeah. I mean, it is a haul from this house. I mean, it's only 3.5 blocks, but like.
We can do it, but it's a haul.
It's a haul with a cooler and all that. Yeah. And yeah. So, all right. Well.
I think we've gone through everything. So let me ask you this. As we fly the white flag. What do you got for the white flag?
All right, so fly the white flag. One other thing. So in light of Connor Daly taking a break from social media.
Hashtag hope you find what you're looking for.
Yep.
I'll start singing some sting songs for him.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll happen. Oh, no, that's you too. Never mind. I take that back.
Oh,
it's you too.
It is you too. So Connor Knightley, which is the fake Connor Daly account, has gone rogue. He has not missed a beat. He has really stepped up his game in the social media, and it has been cracking me up. He tweeted the other day about how he was in the bushes outside the Penske house. And, yeah, that Will Power is a very good singer, and it's just been fucking hilarious, and I love it. And he even, like, had a screenshot of Connor Daly saying that he was taking a break for a month with, like, the peace sign, whatever, and he, like, made some comment about, like, you know, how he was gonna...
Step it up.
And I have not been disappointed. It's been cracking me up.
It has been pretty funny.
Then it made me laugh when he said he was outside the Penske house. Like, what if they actually had a house? Like, what if there was a real Penske house? like how the X-Men have their own house?
Kind of, but I would be on board if it's like the Big Brother type deal.
Where there's like cameras everywhere.
You know who should do it? Andretti Autosport. They're a little younger than Penske.
They are.
Actually, I would like both.
Yeah. Rival houses.
Yes.
Real World versus Road Rules.
Wow, we showed our age with that one.
Yeah, we did. If you got that joke, don't forget to put on your face cream tonight. True story. But yeah, how funny would that be if they really
had
their own house? I mean, I would totally watch it.
Oh yeah. And I don't watch, like,
I don't really like reality TV, but I would watch that.
I've been debating whether or not we need to, like, at least pay attention to The Bachelor this season.
Well, yeah, because it's Ari Reindeer Jr.
I know.
Who has been on before, and A, he's gorgeous.
He's very nice looking.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Very nice
looking.
Those
eyes. But yeah, but he's also a sweetheart.
Just remembering Jack Harvey. I know. We texted each other.
But yeah, my mom loves Ari Lyna Jr. and she loves The Bachelor. She watches every season of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Can we have your mom on?
Can have her on and interview her because
about The Bachelor. She can be our Bachelor correspondent.
Yeah, she will be our correspondent.
I don't have cable.
She watches religiously. Oh, it's on network.
I don't
do the antenna or anything.
I don't have anything.
That's all right. I can't handle watching it for long stretches. But occasionally, like, mom's watching it when I come home, and and I'll watch a little bit with her. But yeah, no, she has watched every season, and she loves it. And she loves Ari Lyndyke Jr. And so she's really excited to see him come back. Like, really excited. In fact, I actually got to be the one to break the news to her because she doesn't do a lot of social media.
Sure.
And she doesn't, like, I set up a Twitter for her, but it's all about perineal
boosters
or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we were hanging out, and I was like, hey, did you hear that they picked a Bachelor for next season? And she was like, no, who's it going to be? Because she usually can call who it's going to be. Like, when it gets down to the last four, she's like, okay, it's going to be this person. Like, she can figure out, like, who's not going to get picked and, like, who they're going to have be next season's Bachelor or Bachelorette. She's got amazing precision at it, just like Flip Cup. It's a natural talent.
Natural skills, yeah.
And so I got to tell her, and I was like, all right, Lyndyke Jr., and she was giddy. She was like, oh, I'm so glad. She's like, because I didn't really like any of the losers from this year. She's like, but I loved him. Da-da-da. So, yeah. So, all maybe the Bachelor fans.
Maybe we'll have to have a watch party for the finale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when does it wrap up? Let's see.
Well, I think it, I don't know. I don't know what their season is. Because they need, like, multiple seasons a year.
I'm wondering, like, will it wrap up so, like, we can...
Well, we could watch it at Liquor and Lights if it wraps up by then.
There you go.
So, but yeah. The Penske House.
I'm down.
X-Men-style Penske House. That'd be hilarious.
With cameras. Like, Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they already do, like, the Penske Games.
Yeah.
So, I feel like it's not that far.
Oh, the Penske Games.
Which, the last Penske Game...
Dropped today.
And it was, like, basically juggling three balloons.
Yeah.
And Aaliyah won.
By a lot. Like, he basically just said, I don't know why anybody else did it. It was shameful. They should all be ashamed of themselves.
Ashamed! Yeah, he annihilated everybody else.
Yes.
But it was pretty hilarious. Although the announcer gave, like, a backhanded compliment. He was like, Aaliyah's first championship, da-da-da, because he won that particular competition, and he won the championship for all the games. And I was like, that was kind of hateful. Like, that was ice cold.
Damn.
That was...
I will say props to Elio because he was talking to the Blue Balloon and he said, you're my boy, Blue. And I was at work and I had to shut the door. I was laughing so hard.
Oh my gosh. Another fantastic movie. Old School.
Yes.
That's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're my boy, Blue. Fucking hilarious. Oh, all right. White flag for you. Anything else?
Well, so speaking of social media and whatnot, so it's fall. So I was going to update my Bitmoji.
Oh.
For fall fashion, and I was scrolling through trying to figure out, and they have NBA outfits and they've got baseball outfits, but they do not have a checkered option for the Bitmoji.
They do not.
Or like a team, and I don't know who I need to contact, but I would like to be able to outfit my Bitmoji.
Oh, I bet we could send the messages in,
like, either in checkered.
Yeah.
And if it's just for me and you, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'm cool with that. Or B, I would like there to be an option. Like, can I switch between teams? Like, today my Bitmoji is Phelan Andretti Autosport, or it's Foyt.
Or even just a general, like, racing, like, fire suit.
Yeah, my Bitmoji will never be a driver. But I would like checkered.
No, I mean, not, like, a specific driver.
Just like a fire
suit.
Yeah,
like, you would look like a driver, but not representing any particular driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just things that I think about?
Yeah, I have, every time they, like, add a new collection, I'm like, ooh, maybe. Because
we talked about it for May, we're like, time to switch, and we're like, there's no checkered, we gotta just do straight black and white, which hurts my soul.
It does.
Because it's not...
Well, because I wear that in real life, so I want my Bitmoji to have a little bit more flair. I wear black and white all the time.
All black. Just all black.
Occasional pops of white.
Yes.
A tank underneath a sweater.
Underneath the black.
Yeah.
Sport coat.
Yeah, basically.
Well, gosh, I think we got to checker flag this.
I think so, yeah. Let's wave the checkered flag.
Wave the checkered flag.
Thanks for listening.
Stay tuned. We'll be at SCCA.